Welcome to the Million Vegan Grandmothers podcast. And today I am so happy to have Paige Parsons Roach and Sherry Johnson with me today, plant-based in the burbs and two friends that have been sharing a lot of their life together, a lot of inspiration and food and composting. And that's going to be our topic today. And Paige and Sherry are going to be doing a demo or sharing a little bit about cooking and composting at the VCOP, the 27th and 28th of April coming up. And the topic for that is, and I'm sure everyone knows this already, is the games we play and the stories we tell. So what we're going to do on this, in this convergence, is we're going to be telling brand new stories, stories of healing and compassion, and stories that are probably very, very ancient in many ways. Yet we're going to be telling them with a vegan slant. So thank you both for being here.
Yeah,
thank you for having
me. Great. So who would like to start sharing a little bit about how plant-based in the burbs came about, maybe a little bit about the new stories we're telling around food in our world?
Go ahead, Sherry.
Go ahead, Paige. Well, you know, it's really interesting. Paige and I met working at an all-women's gym. Paige was a fitness instructor, and I was one of the personal trainers there. And she ended up being my client, and we forged our friendship there. And when we didn't know that both of us were going vegan at the same time, which was quite interesting. And we went to a juice bar that had just opened in the mall. And Paige and I are in there bantering back and forth. And the guy looks at us and says, "You guys need to do a Facebook Live show." Right? And we're like, "Us? Really? You know, Facebook? Who would know?" So we did. We tried it out. And our first show was called The Shift Show. And then we moved on because Jane, I'm believing I'm telling this right. We wanted to come up with a name, and Jane Mitchell came up with Plant Based in the Burbs. And from there, we start doing cooking shows on Unchained TV. And it just blossomed into really a lifestyle brand where we not only cook, but we also give information. We share impactor stories so they can influence others. And, you know, just showing people that you can become vegan. It's not as hard as people believe that it is. And if you want to add anything else to that, page, because you know I may leave something out, you can join right in.
I think what we found was when we went to that juice bar that we just loved the banter back and forth. We've always had a high respect for one another and each other's lifestyles. And then it was so fun to just hear what she was doing and what I was doing and how we were navigating in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then we started learning more and more about, oh, wait, there are products that are tested on animals and that there are products that aren't. So we both just started making veganism a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then we realized people were asking us for recipes and were curious about what we were doing. So we thought, let's figure out how to support people in getting more plants on their plate. And then being that I was working with Jane Velez Mitchell with Unchained TV already, we started doing these Facebook Live cooking shows together, just having fun. And we did also Lunch Break Live, which I produced for many years, co-produced with Jane. And so we just started bantering in the kitchen. And I got to be honest with you, Sherry's a way better cook than me. And I know everyone knows it. Don't deny it. Because she comes up with this like super original recipes. I mean that in the best way. And I'm out here being an animal rights activist on the streets, which is not something that Sherry's joined in on, which is wonderful. She's activist in the kitchen. So we're finding this beautiful groove with what it is to be a vegan in a lifestyle and how it can fit different people in different ways. And we want to encourage people to have more plants in their plate and more plants in their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great. And I hear and I've seen, Paige, that you're doing a whole bunch of really neat composting projects. So you're taking those stuff that's left over in the kitchen and you're turning it back into soil. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Living dirt.
living dirt. And also I've done it a few times where you can make your own, veggie broth. It's really simple. And I know, Tammy, you're also so creative in the kitchen with all the things that you do and the juicing and so forth. But, you know, people don't realize they can buy one of these small containers. In the state of California, it's actually a law now that we compost our food scraps. We take them out of the trash. So it's very interesting, if I may, really quickly. People think they have to go through the entire process to make soil. You don't. All we need you to do is take your food scraps out of the trash. And I have a song about it. I don't need to sing it now, but maybe later. And so that means all the little scraps that I'm not going to eat a banana peel. You can put banana peel on your face and have a nice little facial massage, situation, spa day. But so I'm teaching people the simple aspects of getting food scraps out of the trash. And then we can go into the different layers of how to actually make soil. So just getting it out and putting it someplace that it can become part of a closed circuit rather than creating methane in the landfill. So imagine your banana peel is squished between a couch, cushion and a diaper. It's going to create methane. We don't want more methane on the planet. We want to sequester carbon. So that's a way we can all come together with compost. So there's a little bit about that.
I want to jump in because real quick, you know, my Paige has inspired me. I should have brought mine so you can see. I also have a compost sitting on the side of my kitchen counter because of Paige. You know, her inspire me every time she's being this activist and looking at things to do for the planet that I may not have thought of or not even aware of. She has inspired me to do so. So I love her for that. So I have one also that I put in my green when I'm done with all my stuff. And then another thing with the banana, you can also add it to water and you can use that water to put into your plants. So it's another way of putting more potassium into your soil on your house plants in the house. Just another tip.
Okay, so I'm just going to segue over to your business, Sherry, because Sherry has an incredible activewear line. And she called me one day and she said, okay, I'm up. She said, okay, Paige, packaging. I want to go all eco. Yeah. And I said, yay, Sherry. So she said, you know, she's working on that, but you know, it's a beautiful line. I love it. I've been wearing my first W29 activewear pants for probably 8 years. Yeah. And you've gone through different iterations. Certainly the most recent pair that I wear that has a little higher waist, it's been at least 4 years. So they're really durable. But anyway.
Thanks, Paige.
So she's bringing the eco vibes to her business as well, her W29 activewear.
Yeah. Thanks for the shout out. Yeah, it has been challenging. Just waiting right now to get some recyclable polymers. Getting those. I also bought some bags, cotton organic bags that I want to put my product in. So I'm really trying to stay with a low carbon footprint with my product, making sure that everything is printed and water-based. So I'm really just trying to be really mindful of how my brand can impact the planet and also share with others that we can do this thing by minimizing paper and using things that we can recycle and reuse.
Sherry, if you don't mind, I'm kind of jumping in here because Tammy, I don't think you know this, but will you share about your mom and share about Wanda and your product and your inspiration for creating your product?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't want to cry on here, but
this is the vegan grandmother. So
You know, I lost my mother when I was young and my grandmother raised me. And so when I decided to do this brand, I wanted to just really give a powerful meaning to this brand that would keep me motivated no matter what was happening, you know, because being an entrepreneur is very challenging. And so I was talking to my sister and I said, what can we come up with? And she says, why don't we name it after our mother, right? So my mom's name was Wanda. She passed away of a brain aneurysm at the age of 29. Okay. And so it was really immediate. And so we really didn't have, like we were talking about grief, we really didn't have, you know, I don't have that many memories of it because now it's like 40, 50 years later. And just giving this name pays homage to my mom. It's like when people pass away, each of us keeps something, a keepsake of theirs. You know, like you may keep their purse, you may keep a keychain, something that's going to give you that memory. Well, I didn't have anything to keep. So this is my homage and my memory to keep of her. And so that's why I'm so adamant about pressing this brand forward, because this is showing the persistence and the strength of women that no matter what we come against or our challenges, that we always persevere. So that's why it's called W29 Activewear. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And that, you know, that's, I'm quite certain that your mother's soul is with you in that. And Sherry, could you share a little bit, both of you, but you as a trainer, as a coach and a fitness trainer, how much improvement you've seen within yourself or you saw within yourself when you went plant-based, and what you also encourage other people when they go plant-based as far as their fitness goals go?
Right. You know, I, it's interesting because, you know, being vegan was not really in my view at all. And, you know, after a fast, I noticed that my body felt lighter. And I had more energy. I mean, I worked a shift where I was in the morning and at night, and I would come home and take a nap. But when I went vegan, slowly I noticed the progression of my energy level elevating. And I didn't really have to take that nap anymore. It's like, I was like this energized bunny. And you know, what I do have clients that are not vegan. And I know that I have to always meet people where they are. And so I always try to inspire them and let them know that, look, changing your diet in this way is going to help you in many ways. You get many benefits from it. One, you get more energy, you get automatic weight loss, you get more compassion that people don't understand that comes with this. You're able to really just put in the work and be more focused on what is going around you and being aware of how you're impacting the planet and yourself and others, because it's leading by example is what I always tell people. I try to lead by example, no matter what the situation is or where I'm at. And most people who are vegan understand that you still have to, if they don't have food for you there, you're still going to not eat until it's time for you to get somewhere to do that. So you have to lead by example. So my fitness, is what I like to share with people about women being stronger. You can make the commitment to make a change. And if you just try it for 30 days, you definitely can see how it's going to change everything about you. So I don't know if I answered that question because I can go on a tangent, but pretty much that is it. And I try to, you know, help people to make that transition. It's challenging. And it's difficult for people who have been, you know, most of my population are 50 and above, and it's difficult for people to make that shift. But I'm always giving them information in the kindness of way, you know, so they can know that I'm not judging you and I'm not above you. I just want you to jump on the train with me so you can get all these beautiful benefits and be strong and just have more love in your soul. So that's kind of what I was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Paige, how has being vegan changed your energy level? And I hear Sherry also say love in your soul. And a lot of vegans say that when they go vegan, that they're more connected somehow.
Definitely. I'm going to say our family has dealt with depression over the years in various ways. And I always thought it was like a stamp in our family. And I think there is that for some families, right? I do believe people deal with that. And then how do you navigate? Maybe you're going to go on a medication and that's fine. Wonderful, right? Whatever's going to support you. In my 40s, stopped drinking alcohol. I noticed it was just making me way too uneven with my energy. I was all over the place. And then going vegan 8 years ago, I'm in my ninth year, I noticed that the dark, sad days were not as heavy. So I'm just going to say, like, that is a absolute, it feels like an absolute result from going vegan, is that I don't have the, I am sad. I cry a lot because I'm very aware, but I don't have the dark days. And so I've heard there is a study that a gentleman by the name of Adam Sood and another person, and Jane Phyllis Mitchell interviewed them about the influence of animal-based products and what's in the animal-based products that we're not even aware of, because they are fed the most antibiotics on the planet, or go to the animals to, so that they can, you know, be on farms together in these factory farm situations. We're ingesting that. And so they did a study that comparatively showed that on a plant-based diet, there are people who were depressed before, not on meds, were less depressed. So I just know for me, energetically, it has definitely shifted where I may have a sad day, but it's not a dark day.
Right.
And I feel like I now have a handle on my sad days. I like, I go into it and maybe I'll scream or cry or, you know, go in the car, right? Or go in the shower, whatever it is to get it out of me, but it's not going to last the way the other days used to prior to going vegan. And this is just my own personal story. Nobody can argue with it. I know myself, you know, and taking the alcohol out of it and then going vegan, I was like, oh, okay, I'm hormonal. I'm perimenopausal. Now I'm in menopause and now I'm through menopause, but there's still some things I'm dealing with, like to kind of get through all the way. Cause I think it can last many years. Mm-hmm. My mom had a hysterectomy when she was in her 40s. So I don't know what it was like for her to go through menopause. And that's a lot of the generation of people who are mothers. That's a lot of people I've talked to. They said, oh yeah, I don't know. My mom also had a hysterectomy. I think that was a solution back then. Mm-hmm. So I'm very much about let's tune into our bodies and go for a solution there and figure out maybe a way that I could attune to be more in touch and using food as medicine. So
I like that.
And that was my mouth.
I'm pretty energetic and I haven't lost a whole lot of energy.
Yes, she is.
And now that I started working out again, because I took a break, I had an injury, but I'm working out with Sherry in the mornings and I have another trainer. It's so fun. And I'm walking more and I've lost some weight, which feels really good for my body, just my body, you know, frame and health wise. And it's been great. It's been amazing to feel like, yes, I can do this. And the strength, you know, it's like, ooh, I'm feeling stronger. Yeah.
That's great, Paige. And what you were talking about plant-based nutrition and feeling better, there is a lot of research. Some of it's in my book, Earth Gut, The Story of Peace, Love, and Microbes. And the research on the microbiome was from my master's thesis on plant-based nutrition and lifestyle and the microbiome. And there is quite a bit of research showing that a lot of the pathogenic bacteria that develops in the gut happened from a plant-based, from a meat-eating, meat-centric diet, and that we develop a lot more healthier, happier microbes eating plants. So, and plants are the prefiber, which they know now that the prebiotics are more important than the probiotics because they feed the probiotics. So eating whole food plants and lots of plants with all that fiber, yes, it creates a happy gut. And we know now that the messages of that are happening in our brain are much, we have way more coming from our gut to our brain than the other way around. So yes. So eating whole food plants and trying to eat as close to organic, and maybe one day we'll have a veganic label, creates happy people. So thank you. So maybe you can share with our listeners before, you know, maybe as one of our last things we talk about today, what you're going to be sharing on the convergence and a little bit about some of your great recipes and things you demo on plant-based and the burps or plant-based and the burps. Yes. Plant-based and the burps. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You go first, Paige.
Oh, Okay, Sherry's going to be sharing recipe. I'm going to be talking about compost. So,
I'm going to do the recipe. Okay, so you know what? I think we spoke. I am looking for a recipe to share that is cost effective, that anyone can make, and it's delicious and packed with nutrients. And so that's kind of like my list of what I'm making, and something quick, you know, because a lot of us still work. You want to have something that's quick that you can make quickly for dinner. You can use this for dinner. You can use this for lunch. And so that's pretty much what I'm going to do. I'm not going to tell it what it is, but it's one of our favorites in the house now. I did find this recipe on social media because I do look at different wonderful vegan chefs on social media. And when they make something that I think it will be good for my family, then I try it. And this one is a mainstay. My son, my youngest one, loves it. And when he says he loves it, you know, I'm going to keep making it. So, but
when
it's really
she says youngest son. When she says youngest son, she's talking about how old is he now?
29.
He's a man. She's feeding three men.
My youngest son. I have one that's 32 also. Yeah.
They're big.
So,
yeah.
So
men.
This one is really a favorite in our family, and it's really inexpensive and it's delicious. So that's what I'll be making on next week.
Yeah. And I'll be sharing about those tips for everyone. Really easy, super simple tips. But I want to give a shout out to Unchained TV, because we have our cooking shows there. We also have a YouTube channel, and we're loading up content there. But you can get 8 recipes, simple, easy. They're like 7-minute long videos. We're goofing it up. I'm very proud of my poke bowl. It was inspired by Chef Charity Morgan, who's Derek Morgan's wife, a former football player for the Titans, Tennessee Titans here in America. And she created this amazing recipe book that is super inspiring. And the poke bowl is these tomatoes that I've marinated. And then you put it on top of rice and you add some other things. So it kind of tastes like a sushi tuna. Yeah. Like a tuna sushi, but it's not, and it tastes really delicious, tastes so good. And so anyway, we have 8 simple, easy, and then you can go to the website and actually break down the recipes themselves. They're available on their website, on the Unchained TV website. So the streaming network is available in multiple countries around the world, Unchained TV, and it's also an app that many country folks can get on their phone. They can just download it, so you can check out recipes while you're out on the go. It's pretty cool. So yeah, I'm very proud of being a part of this. And I'm very proud that our cooking shows are up on there. And really exciting, because there's some up-leveling happening. And there's going to be some more cooking shows to come in the future later on this year. So, but 8 is good. 8 is a good start. We go tell them a couple of your recipes, Sherry's, if you could think of. I'm trying to remember.
We did a fried mushroom that would be similar to a fried chicken. We did a tofu salmon that looks like a salmon steak, but it's nothing but tofu and marinated in beet juice and some, you know, liquid aminos and things like that. What else did we do? I think, Paige did one that I really love, was her polenta lasagna. I really liked that. That was really, really delicious. So there's some really good recipes that we have up there that are just really, really yummy. So check them out.
We get inspired by a lot of people, and we're both cookbook love aficionados. You know, I collect them. And because I have a bag here, my friend just brought back, that she said that after watching the Netflix show about the You Are What You Eat, the twin study, my friend had watched that, and she called me. She said, "Do you have any cookbooks?" And I said, "Do I have any cookbooks? Let me see which ones I want to send with you." So a bag of like 10. And she wrote me, she said, "These were so helpful." So to me, it's kind of like, come to the Pages library, borrow what you want, make, you know, do what you need to do to make some of these dishes. Because I think when you're in the kitchen cooking it, it's very different than hearing about it. And that's why a video, I think, is so great for me, at least. I'm like I'm that kind of learner. I'm a doer and also a visual. You know, it's. Yeah. Seeing stuff being made. I'm like, oh, that's how she said whisk it. But, you know, that's like if you got like an egg replacer, whisking it, you got to really whisk it. And then to see that you know, what it looks like. Or the salmon, like you said, the beet, what beet, what, how are you even doing that? Oh, you put the beets and you get that ready. Then you add in the, you add the slits, you know, so it's, there's so many details to it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, well, thank you both. Go ahead, Paige.
One more thing, if Sherry's willing, because I've kind of been doing a lot of talking here. Let's talk about chat. Let's tell them about that.
Oh, yeah. So look at me. Oh, yeah. Paige and I have this, I guess it's part of Plant-Based and Verbs. I guess it's just another level. It's called Let's Chat. And we bring on people in the vegan community to talk about their stories and to help inspire others if they're on the fence about transitioning or they want to be in the vegan space. And everyone that we interview comes to this community for some different reason. You know, some people are coming for health. Some people may be coming for the animals. Some people are just coming because they didn't know it was happening to them. And with them sharing their stories to others, it lets you know that you can do it too. It doesn't really matter. It's just start. And then what we also like to do is if everyone that comes on has some type of business, what way can we support them? You know, because we all need to uplift each other. We're all striving to do something that will impact our community. And if we have support, then what a better way to do that, you know, to showcase them, similar to what we're doing on this podcast, is showcase people and let them meet other people that are in the community that may need help or may have a service that they can offer that you may be looking for. And so it really has been wonderful. It's been organic. It's a great way to meet many of people from all over the United States. And Paige and I just really have a wonderful time with that. And it's about 30 minutes. And we really have met a lot of people reaching out and having them come on to our show every Tuesday at 11:30 Pacific Standard Time, 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have a special guest. So it's really been wonderful. I love it.
Tammy, I wanted to show this quick picture. So I don't know if y'all can see this, but this was me on the farm in Tennessee. That I'm the littlest one in red. And the reason why I was thinking about this was because of this podcast is called Vegan Grandmothers, Vegan Million Grandmothers. And I was thinking about what you were sharing earlier, Sherry, about your grandmother. And I was thinking that's something else that you and I have in common, Sherry, is that we spent some time with our grandmothers. You were much longer time living with your grandmother. Yeah. For me, I lived 1 year and it was very impactful. She had a big impact on me, my grandmother, on my morals, my values, my grace, the way I move, the way I think in the world, like the value system. And I was just thinking about that's something that we share, Sherry, because not everybody spend time with their grandparents or their grandma.
My grandmother was dynamite. She was a little powerhouse, and you know, she lost her daughter and she took on her kids, her children, and raised us. And that's where my love for cooking comes from, because I was always in the kitchen with my grandmother cooking, or if I wasn't in the kitchen, she would leave me a note and all of us would have to have our own dinner. We would make dinner before she came home from work. And so that really got me energized in the kitchen, like really loving being in the kitchen and cooking, because it brings people together. You know, food is love, and you sharing it with people that you love and people who may be coming into your space, and you sharing that with them. It's a really good feeling. You know, it's good, really good feeling. So
everyone wants to come to Sherry's house and eat her food. She's like an open door for all the kids and the boys are growing up. And even now, they're like, Charlie are like, let's hang out, come to our art show and let's have a meal. And they're like everybody's favorite. They really are so sweet.
Hey, stop. She's sweet. But my grandma's name? She had an open house. And, you know, my grandmother had an open house. Everyone, all the kids on the street called her grandma. Everybody was at grandma's house every weekend. We were always playing some kind of games. We played Pacino. We played all kinds of things in the house. We played pool. And so our house was the spot. And my grandmother was always cooking when she was home and feeding people. And, you know, it's just part of her nature. And that's part of my nature and my sister's nature. This is just what we do. You know, it's part of us. So that's why, leading in real quick, is why I'm so happy to volunteer with Vegans of LA. Paige and I volunteer with Vegans of Los Angeles every third Thursday of the month, where Gwenna Hunter has her program where she's giving vegan food out to people who have food insecurity or maybe just need to make ends meet. And that has really been really rewarding. And it helps me to get out of myself and know that other people need things more than just focusing on my needs. And Paige, I thank Paige for putting me into that, because I love it. I just hate missing, but it's really rewarding doing that work.
Absolutely. And then we also did the support and feed, deliver right. Food delivery. They have a whole system dialed in around the world. So anybody can tap in and see if it's there or bring it there. And they essentially bring food, cooked food, meals to places of need. So it's set up. So we went on a delivery run. We picked it up at Stuff I Eat, which was Chef Babette's restaurant in the Inglewood. Mm-hmm. And Chef Chris Tucker, who works with her, was there as well. And we picked up the meals and then we delivered them to the location, which is a Boys and Girls Club. But it's all over the world. It's all over the world that there is need for delicious food. And that was started by Maggie Baird, who happens to be Billie Eilish and Phineas's mom. Mm-hmm. And they were going on tour in 2020 with Billy, and then lockdown. And so she realized that, oh my gosh, these restaurants are going to be struggling here. Plant-based restaurants are going to be struggling. So she went and bought meals and then delivered it to people of need, because we know there's a houseless crisis around the world, people, you know, not able to afford rent and so forth. And so then that's how it started. It started back in 2020. And they're going on their fourth year strong. So we were able to support that. And now there's a lot of partnerships between coming up in the future, as well as has happened with Support and Feed and Vegans of LA with Gwenna Hunter. Yeah. So we're happy to be a part of it and help wherever we can. You know, because sometimes people, you know, they want to be eating this delicious, healthy food. They just don't have access. Either it's, you know, the way that the country of the United States have been set up with the redlining and the food deserts, or there's places that just, they are unable to get, they don't have a car. They don't have a, you know, they don't have ways to access. I'm in America, but also outside of America, in other countries, they're too far out and they can't get to good, healthy food. It's whatever's available. So accessibility is key, and projects that are creating that accessibility is super cool. Like Climate Healers, who is partnering with GoDharmic and what they're doing to deliver and bring healthy food to people via the delicious community stew, right? And other amazing, wholesome, plant-based meals that people who are volunteering are bringing out there, like in Santa Monica, Sarah, Justine, Annie, all the whole crew doing things out there. So
thank you very much for both being here, and thank you both for sharing the love of your grandmothers. And it will be the grandmothers of all nations that will step forward and say, enough, we're going to enter a love-based protective world for the grandchildren of all species. So thank you for both being here. And also the grandmothers by the end of this year are going to have grandmother's food book. So we would invite you both to share a recipe, one of your favorite grandmother's recipes, veganized. And that the book is going to be about our grandmother's favorite recipes, veganized. So thank you very much both for being here and the work that you're doing and the play that you're doing. Thank you for the play that you're doing and the love and the light you're bringing into the world. It's very much appreciated and very much needed at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.